China.
He needs some milk.
It's great to be here with everybody. How's everyone doing? It's fucking hell. It's 20 to 9. It's 20 to 9 on the 2nd of fucking June in 2023 of our Lord. How was my day? Thanks for asking. You know what? A lot of people don't really look you in the eyes and ask you how you're feeling anymore, do they? Remember back in the day when some fucking old woman would come to your house and you'd have tea? This is what things were like for my mother. People would come over, ask you to put on the kettle, and then sit down and fucking touch your knee and ask you how you're doing. Now all we got is fucking TikTok and fucking autism. Anyway, I'm good. I was walking around Brighton all day with the wife. It's very hot and it's full of fucking freaks, man. Cool freaks, though, you know what I mean? Everyone here is alternative. In fact, everyone here is so alternative that it's kind of like it becomes a dichotomy, doesn't it? How can everyone be alternative? That means no one's alternative, you know what I mean? But yeah, I was down the beach looking at the ocean lapping off the shore. Yeah, it's nice to just stare at the ocean. Sometimes I feel like walking into the fucking thing, you know? But a big body of water next to a town. It's nothing like that, because everyone knows someone who's perished, you know? So I think I'd like to live near a big body of water. But it got me thinking about my childhood. How did I get... It didn't get me thinking about my childhood, but like... I've just been doing some reminiscing. What really kicked off my reminiscing this morning was I was practicing writing with my left hand again. No, I was practicing writing with my right hand. I am left-handed. That's the first thing I did this morning. I was just writing shit like a kid, just repeating the same lines over and over again with my right hand. Oh my god, it's fucking exhausting. But I think it's opening my mind. I think I am an actual genius, because remember, I was either genius or full-blown retarded. I think I might be a genius. It's going to take a while. Let's do it for a month. But it got me thinking about school, you know, as I was just jotting down line after line after line in like repetitive. It brought me right back to the classroom and it reminded me of this thing that happened in my school back in the 90s. There was some sort of crisis. I wouldn't say crisis, but there was a situation. It was like a piss situation. What did I call it? I had a name for it. There was an investigation into people pissing on the floor of the boys' bathroom. And it became a scandal. There was a scandal in my school when we were going into First Communion, because someone kept... there was a mystery pisser who kept pissing on the floor of the boys' toilet, and it was driving the fucking the teachers insane. But what the shit they were doing was crap. You had to sign in to use the toilet, so there was always like a piece of paper outside the toilet, so you'd sign in, and then when you come out, you'd like click, you'd tick dry or whatever, like, so you could exonerate yourself, like. And some people were caught pissing on the floor. But it was like there was patterns of different people doing it, and the school was using like insane, like humiliation techniques. I remember people getting pantsed by the principal in the middle of class. They don't do school like they used to, you know what I mean? They don't have that psychological torture that just makes it at least exciting. I'd say school is very boring right now, unless they have you on pills, you know what I mean? You're going to be scrolling under the desk, that's it. We didn't have anything to scroll, you know what I mean? We had the doodle. That was our scrolling. You doodled with a piece of paper and a pencil. And that, these days, that would be rewarded as creativity. But, yeah, I remember an enlightening moment was I went, signed into the bathroom, pissed, missed, spaghetti, oh, pissed all over the floor. And then when I got out of the bathroom, I went straight to the teacher and said, someone's pissed on the floor. I mean, I remember thinking, criminal fucking genius here. There's no way anyone would take that kind of risk by going reporting the crime straight after committing the crime, being the criminal. So I never got caught for that one. But I wasn't a mystery pisser. I think there was a group of people, but everyone pinned it on the English kid. It must have been so tough being the English kid in a school in Republic of Ireland in the 90s, because he was tortured. And I feel like the teachers fucking just wanted to pin it on him as well. I think it was him. I think he was so emotionally damaged that he was just pissing on the floor. I think he couldn't control his fucking bladder. But Theodore, we'll call him Theodore. But you could get a fucking Netflix series out of this. I mean, you couldn't. It would be, you know, I don't know. Philip Schofield would probably start wanking to it. But, I think everyone kind of just agreed that it was this kid. Let's call him Theodore. And he was fucking brutalized by the staff and shit. You know, he went on to, you know, he's a millionaire. So, I don't know what, you can say anything you want about being abused and corporal punishment. But it looks like it fucking worked for some. Because I never got a beating in school. Because I was fucking, you know, as I've told before, when I commit the crime, then I report the crime, exonerating myself from the crime. But, you know who's fucking broke as shit and useless? Me. I wish I was pissing on floors and catching beatings. But, I guess that's all. That's, I don't know, I was just doing some remembering today. It's good to remember. At least I have memories in here, you know. Because sometimes I get worried that I don't. But I didn't make that up either. I need to cross-reference with some people I went to school with, but I'm pretty sure that happened. So yeah, the piss scandals of Clontarf Primary School. Like, it was getting serious because the pisser was going to be, like, barred from the church and they weren't going to be allowed to make their communion. And essentially that was you not allowed to go to heaven, and that would make your mom angry, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I got to run again. I know I'm doing shorter ones when I'm here because sometimes when I'm in just a different environment, I get, like, nervous and jittery. You know what I mean? But, take care. Peace out. God bless.